Welcome to the Higher Ed Podcast, where we explore the latest developments and emerging trends in the world of higher education. Our podcast features in-depth discussions with the industry's leading experts, providing valuable insights and actionable advice for academic leaders and executives. From designing impactful universities and establishing strong brand identities for colleges to delivering exceptional student services, we cover it all. Join us as we reimagine the future of higher education, one episode at a time.
All right, welcome back to another episode of the Higher Ed Podcast. I'm your host, Kamar DJ Arnett, flying solo today. We have an awesome guest. The amazing Andrea Madigan is here with us today, and she's extraordinarily patient because she's dealing with me. I'm a little under the weather, and we appreciate that. Andrea, could you please introduce yourself to our audience? Maybe give them a little bit of your origin story. How'd you get to where you are?
Absolutely. So most of my career has been spent in starting out when I was in college, staffing and recruiting industry. And I was recruited into higher education as a career services director in South Florida. So I excelled at that. I loved working with students and potential students. So I stayed in that career. I think I'm pretty good at it. So I was able to grow in that career and eventually became a vice president of career services. Unfortunately, was laid off during COVID, went back to being a director of career services. And then I'm now working in a little bit of a different direction, but still in higher education. I'm now a campus assistant director.
Gotcha. Okay. Nice. Could you tell me maybe a little bit about, you know, where your passion for higher ed, you know, came from, and maybe even start to, you know, talk about your passion for trade schools as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So I definitely have a passion for trade schools. I think my passion overall just for colleges in general, I think everybody needs an opportunity to be able to attend college for whatever type of college that may be. Everybody needs the opportunity to do that. I think a person really grows and can branch out when they attend classes and they're meeting new people at college and they're gaining new experiences while they're in college and learning new things that they're passionate about, hopefully, too. With trade schools, I think they're very important because those students that may not excel in a classroom with 100 other students, or they want to get in, learn something hands-on, and they want to move on quickly. Trade schools for them, you know, it's booming because there's so many employers, whether we're talking about welding employers, aviation maintenance technicians, or HVAC technicians. Employers are begging for employees to fill those positions right now. So trade schools are booming because those employers are working with those schools to get them working out and the graduates working out in the field as soon as possible.
Absolutely. So when you think about career services, and I know one of the things you're passionate about is that kind of work with the academic, you know, phase of the school and the career services. Why is that dynamic so important?
It's important because academics, the faculty, they know the students very well. They spent the majority of the time with those students while they were in school. So career services needs to work closely with academics and almost demand that partnership with academics so that they can get the help from faculty and reaching out to students and graduates that may need that extra help to get out into the field. I am a big believer, and I have ever since I got into this career, that if you don't have that partnership with academics from the get-go, you're going to have a hard time being successful in career services. Mm-hmm. Letting career services know how students are doing while they're in the program can make a huge difference in how career services works with each individual student as well. So I think that that would make a difference in getting them out to work in the field.
Absolutely. And I've heard a lot of people say that career services starts, you know, pretty much the first day of class or, you know, even at orientation, right? Do you subscribe to that theory? And if so, you know, maybe share with, you know, some of the ways that you think it could be put in practice.
Sure. So I'm also a firm believer that working with the students early on in the program, I have always had my career services advisors meet with students in the very first month of their program, understanding what their goals are, understanding where they want to go with their career, because there's different avenues that these trade students could go into. Learning what those are, what they're passionate about, and then continuing those conversations throughout the program. Because students, as we know, college students change their mind as they move through their program. So we want to understand those goals throughout the entire program. And then that gives us the opportunity in career services as well to go ahead and place them in the field, working in the field before they graduate. It's much easier to get a student out to work if you can understand what they're looking for, even the smallest things, what part of town they live in. They want to be closer to home. They're able to move out of state. They're an HVAC student and they only want to do refrigeration, or they only want to do commercial work, or they only want to do residential work. So understanding those things is going to make it much easier for you to make sure that the graduate's successful in working in the field.
Absolutely. Do you think the COVID pandemic, how can I put this, made the need for career services, you know, more important, or did it make it less important?
Absolutely more important. Absolutely. Everybody was at a loss on what the next step was in their career, or it's twofold, I think. Really, you know, a lot of people were laid off during that time.
Sure.
So many, many people looked at trade schools and college to start, even if they're later in life. You know, what do I do with my life now? You know, I've been laid off. I want to go in a different direction. Maybe this is the right time to change my career. So a lot of people started looking at trade schools to be able to get in and out of that and get into the field as soon as possible. So that was one way. And then the second, with career services, you know, new people coming into those fields, they need to understand how to get into those fields because they haven't done it before. And maybe they're later in life and they've been doing accounting their whole life, and now they want to go into welding, you know,
right.
Just don't have any idea. Then career services can step in, kind of point them in the right direction and help them understand what this field is going to look like for them.
Absolutely. I've interviewed a lot of people and spoken to a lot of people that, you know, literally they said the pandemic shifted their entire thought process about education. Like, they had kids that were, you know, coming up on college, and they said, you know, forever, you know, I was going to send a little Tommy to the 4-year college. Mm-hmm. And they were like, after this pandemic, I started to question this, that, and the third.
Absolutely.
And it's like the value of trade school started to really increase in their mind. And they said they wouldn't have, if someone would have told them that 20 years ago, they would have never believed that they would be saying the things that they're saying. So
sure. I
definitely see your point.
Yeah. And like I said, I got laid off during COVID, and I did the same thing. I got laid off while I was a vice president of career services. And there's not a whole lot of vice president of career services jobs laying around out there. Right. So
right.
That's why I went back to being a director of career services. It was a big change for me, lifestyle change and thought process. So I questioned as well, you know, what do I want to do next? Because there's not a lot of vice president jobs laying around out there. So that's why I decided at that point, my next goal was to become a campus director. And that's the direction that I'm moving in now.
We know it's hard to keep up with the constantly changing rules and regulations within higher education. So Engine Systems is here to help. Our quality assurance and compliance product is specifically designed to assist higher education institutions improve their admissions processes while staying compliant. With our easy-to-use dashboard, you can track all calls and metrics, ensuring that your institution is meeting regulatory standards. Our custom scorecards also help your reps stay consistent and impactful, making your journey smooth and stress-free. We guarantee high accuracy, zero bias, and real results, ensuring that your institution is always the best that it can be. So don't wait to be a leader in student recruitment. Contact us today to learn more about how we can help you streamline your student enrollment process.
I'll tell you, it's interesting with career services because I've worked on the admission side of the business for most of my career. But I used to think career services was so easy, right? You
yeah.
know, it's easy. You know, everybody wants jobs. You know, it's easy. And then I would notice that, you know, kids would graduate and never, you know, come back or report back in. Kids would have interviews scheduled and no show. And I couldn't fathom, you know, that they were dealing with some of the same obstacles that education dealt with or that admissions dealt with. Could you speak to that maybe a little bit? And then, you know, why does that happen sometimes with kids going all the way through a program, spending their money, investing their time, and then finally having, you know, the skills they need? And now it's just so hard to kind of get in contact with them or get them to, you know, do the interview or things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, that's probably one of the most aggravating points in career services is when you have students that just decide they don't want to work in the field. But what I have found most of the time, the reason for that is they're just scared to fail.
Yep.
And you have to peel the onion a little bit and figure that out. A lot of your job in career services is building the student's confidence. That's a big part of the job. So that's going to entail getting them ready, work ready to work in the field. But on this, at the same time, you know, we're playing counselor a little bit and building their confidence. They may not, a lot of our students in trade schools, may not have the support system at home. We're their first support system in career services or at the college in general. So we need to show them that we're there to assist them and they've got the training, they've got the knowledge, and they need to have the confidence to go out and work in the field. And I think a lot of students need to realize that when they're going in green to a new company, that company is going to train them. They don't have to be experts in the field yet. They're going to train them. The employers that that Career Services works with completely understand that these students have come in without any experience at all. This is their first experience. So they're going to take the time, whether it's an apprenticeship program, whether it's an externship, or whether it's on the job training, they're going to do that. So to go back to your question, I think a lot of students need that support from career services so that they can get out into the field with the confidence that they need and just really shine. And then once they get their foot in the door with a company, they can go anywhere that they want to. I think the second reason is they go in because they want to change careers. They might already be making good money.
Yep.
And that's, let's be honest, money is the real motivator here, right? So I think some students go into it thinking that because they're going to receive a college degree or certification, that they're automatically going to be making more money right off the bat. And that's just not the case. So they've realized, well, I'm making $25 an hour now in my current job, which is not in the field. and this new employer is offering me $20 an hour, I can't afford to take that pay cut. That's a lifestyle change. So I think that's part of it too, but what they're not looking at the big picture. And that's the type of conversations you need to have with students is looking at the big picture. Okay, great. You make $25 an hour. Are you receiving benefits? What type of benefits are you receiving? This company's offering you this, where you're currently working, you're not getting that. So you're going to be saving money in the long run. Plus, once you get your foot in the door and you work your way up, you're going to be making more money than what you're making now, but you got to start somewhere. Even a Harvard graduate has to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great point. When you think about building their confidence, what are some ways that you're able to do that? Like, how hard is that?
It's hard. It's hard. But I mean, it takes literally one-on-one sessions with the students. And I'm talking about one-on-one sessions, workshops in the classroom. And that could be as simple as resume writing, professionalism workshops, mock interviews. I think a lot of students are scared to death to go to these interviews because they're nervous they're going to ask technical questions that they may not know the answer to. So really building their confidence in their actual knowledge, what they do know, is going to make a huge difference.
Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up AI, right?
Yeah.
Because how does AI play into career services, whether it's with new job opportunities or mock interviews or what have you? Has AI snuck into career services yet?
I don't think so. I don't, not much. I've used it personally for certain things. But I think AI is great for the uses that I've put into place. But I think career services could use it for cover letters, resume writing, responses to employers after an interview, like a thank you note. So career services and students can utilize AI in so many different ways. As long as you mix it up a little bit and you don't have the same script for every single employer, same resume for every single employer. And because I see that a lot with employers, schools tend to use the same resume for every single student because it's just easier to have that template. But employers and the feedback I get from employers are, we don't want to see that. We know career services is helping them with their resume. We don't want to see the same resume for each and every student. We want it to be a little different for every student. So you have to be careful with that when you're using AI as well.
So it's like the employer's like, yeah, well, we know all 15 of these people came from Kumara University and they worked with Andrea over in the career services department. Just
Yeah, and
by
she
looking at
built her
the
resume.
resume. Just by looking at the resume. I got you.
Absolutely.
So you're not one of those people, you don't subscribe to the theory that AI is going to wipe out career services, right? That's not going to
No.
happen.
No. I don't. I mean, I think AI is already wiping out some things, but
Absolutely.
absolutely, yes. And I think it will continue to, but I think career services is. And all the support that students receive at a technical school, which is much different than the support they would receive at a four-year college. I think that is crucial to have that personal one-on-one touch with students at a technical school.
I definitely was going to ask you to unpack that a little bit more.
Yeah.
Because I know that, a lot of the trade schools, the career schools, they like to high touch, making sure that the candidate students and graduates get, more attention, more, support, hand holding, to make it through that gambit. I would assume that's one of the reasons why, you're so passionate about trade schools as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'll be honest, I've only worked in trade schools and career colleges. since I've been in higher education, but I've been to a 4-year state school. So I can compare it in that way. And when I was in college, I didn't even know there was a career services department. Never heard anything about it, had no clue. There was one, but I didn't know about it. So I didn't utilize it. Financial aid, you kind of meet with them when you're supposed to, and you're hoping that they're doing what they're supposed to do.
Totally different experience. Totally
Yeah,
different experience.
it is. It really is. So every single department at a career school is staying with the student throughout the program. And that could be in email messages, text messages. The students love text messaging more than anything. And then personally meeting with them one-on-one and making sure that they're doing well. That's where student services comes into play, which kind of falls into career services as well. But student services coordinators, they have a big job. They're constantly checking on the students to see how they're doing in school, what are they struggling with, how they can help. And really just walking them through the entire program to make sure that they are able to come to school and do well and succeed.
Absolutely. So, if you could, are there one or two stories you have about like an amazing placement throughout your career, right? Whether it was you when you were directly working in career services, or whether when you were at a VP level, one of the directors that reported to you, like maybe one or two stories, and you guys were just so excited about the placement. I know
Yeah,
you
so
got a million of them.
I know I'm trying to think of one in particular. And that is really what gets you going is
Absolutely.
those stories. When you see them cross the stage at the end of their program and they're working in the field and they're grateful and they're happy, and you've changed their life. That's what it
Absolutely.
feels like. It brings tears to your eyes. So yeah. There's a gentleman that came in to one of the schools that I pr previously worked for,
Sure.
and he was a welding student. Had never been in welding before, was a veteran of the military,
Oh,
and
wow.
had a few issues from that. And so he struggled a little bit. And he was missing a lot of class and not doing well. And student services and myself met with him and really tried to dig deep as to what was going on and why he wasn't able to attend school. Worked that out with him, and he got married while he was in school. He
Oh,
had a
wow.
child while he was in school, so that was, life happens.
Absolutely.
Happens, but he kept going and he kept doing it. And he ended up graduating, but we spent a tremendous amount of time with that student. And unfortunately, sometimes it's other students you don't know as well because you've spent so much time with the students that need it more.
Sure.
But it makes such a huge difference when you see them walk across the stage because I honestly thought this gentleman was not going to through. I thought he was going to drop or fail the program. But he really pulled through and he did a lot. I have another one, single mom,
Sure.
4 kids, and she wanted to change her life for her kids. And you hear that a lot in career colleges, is they want to change their life for their kids. That's their motivation. So I guess not one story in particular when it comes to that, but a lot of students that deal with that and that you're working through and encouraging them to come to class every day. And because it's an accelerated program and you're learning a lot each day, you miss one day, you're missing a lot. And then seeing them at the end and when they come back and they tell you, oh my gosh, I got a job in the field and thank you so much for helping me with that interview. or a year down the road after they graduate, and they say, you know, you guys helped me get this job, but now I'm working at ABC company, I'm making $25 an hour as a medical assistant. And that really, I love hearing those stories because you know, you helped them through that.
How about when they come back in and they tell you, hey, you know, like you said, I was working at XYI, now I'm working at ABC, but my old job is higher.
And yeah.
They're trying to help you play some more people.
Yeah, we get that.
They're paying it forward.
And we appreciate that so much because we want our students to be happy with the school that they graduated from, you know, and supportive of the school. So when they come back and they say, hey, I've got this new job, we're hiring medical assistants or we're hiring welders.
Yeah.
Just some people. I love that. I love that.
It chokes you up a bit. It chokes you up. It can choke you up sometimes.
Yeah, it absolutely does. Yeah. Especially when they come in with hugs for being grateful for the help that you did give them. That's perfect for me.
Yeah. I can't think of a better place to end it than right here. I don't want us to get to crying on the podcast, but
I'm not a crier, but you know, when I start talking about that, I might.
Like you said, the impact that you can have on someone's life, you know, and you and the team collectively work, and it's huge. So, no, this is great stuff. I'd love for you, you know, just to let the audience know, hey, where can they reach you? Instagram, Facebook,
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn.
So I'm not a big social media person, but I definitely have a lot of connections on LinkedIn and would love to connect with anybody on LinkedIn. I love networking through that site. So you can find me. I'm currently at Aviation Institute of Maintenance. Andrea Madigan, you can find me that way. Facebook. Same, Andrea Madigan, or no, I'm sorry, Andrea Mitchell, which is my middle maiden name, is where you can find me on Facebook. And I would love to have the connections. So please reach out.
Well, we appreciate you. Take care and enjoy your weekend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Higher Ed Podcast. To learn more about the topics covered in this episode, please visit engine.systems. Be sure to join us again next week and every week thereafter for more cutting-edge insights and practical advice to help you stay ahead in the dynamic world of higher education.